Yes, please.
If you get Ambassador Daugherty for me.
I didn't understand the name.
Oh, Bill Daugherty, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y, our former ambassador to Jamaica.
Thank you.
He was former head of the letter carriers here, William J. Daugherty.
All right, thank you.
President, your devoted servant. Glad to hear you, my friend. I've been seeing people all day and just got my office cleared out with the last one, and I had a note here that you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, I had a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. President.
Good.
If I could come in, I'd be delighted.
All right.
Your convenience, of course.
All right. I'll have Jack call you. They told me you were on the phone. I just thought you, does it need to be this week?
Well, there are two things. First, the conferees on the pay bill. I told Walter Jenkins that I'd be glad to help out there if you think it needs be. Otherwise, I'll stay away from them. Number two, I've got an interest in the Carpenters, United Brotherhood of Carpenters.
Yeah.
And they're going all the way for LBJ, and it'll be the first time in the history of the oldest union in the United States. I think it's the oldest, the Carpenters under Morris Hutchison. They've got a bill that's passed both houses over there.
Yeah, and they recommend a veto here.
They have?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they on some old age housing outfit.
That's it. That's a little rugged. But I thought I ought to tell you before you do it.
Yeah.
Is that the way it's going to be?
I expect so. How many of them involved? How many Carpenters are there?
Well, I'd like to show you the papers on it. There are about 900,000 Carpenters as members of the union, but they're not all there in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're disturbed about that. Because it's going to cost them I don't know how many million dollars in back taxes. You see, the profits off their retirement, for their retirement home, comes off the grove lands they have around there. And the Internal Revenue Service has decided to tax them for the profits they got that were pumped back into to the groves, don't you see?
Yeah.
The grove profits, in other words, go right into the retirement home. So they say, the thing is passed both houses, as you know, and I understand the Treasury recommended against it.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that to you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be vetoed.
Well, I haven't vetoed it yet, but that's what they're going to recommend.
Well, could I put a paper in your hands or
yeah.
somebody's
yeah.
hands over there to
yeah.
look it over
yeah.
first?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, who will I give it to?
Walter Jenkins.
I'll see that Walter Jenkins gets it tomorrow.
And
I won't mention it. It's going to be.
Now, vetoed. You better check these folks and be sure that you know who they're for, because I don't want to go against them if they're the strongest Johnson men in the country. But you better check it and
Mr.
see that you
President,
know.
It's an old line Republican outfit.
I know it is.
Preparing their editorials and their publicity, coming out strong for LBJ.
Well, you just be sure that they're as dependable as Daugherty, and talk to them and see that you know what they're doing and know that that they're going to go all out for us.
I'll take care of that first thing in the morning without saying I talked to you tonight.
May I do that? Yeah, but
I'll send a paper over to Walter Jenkins on it.
Don't say you ever disgusted me, but just say now I won't know, because if I go in there and make representations and tell this fella.
Please, Mr. President, let me take care of that one. That'll be a little worry off your head.
Okay.
And then there's another thing having to do with an outfit known as the Seaboard World Airways. Are you familiar with the orders issued by the Postmaster General that's practically putting that little airline out of business?
No, I never heard of it.
Well, they want to do something nice, and I have that one. I'll give that to Walter, too.
Yep, give it to Walter. But you work on this. Go on and get after those conferees. You stay with them. You're the best man that got on that.
Well,
just stay with them. And
I'll stay there. I just didn't want to butt in where perhaps you didn't want to.
No,
everything was all right.
No, you just stay with them until you get it wrapped up and ready for ceremony.
Are we wedded to this Udall amendment?
No, I'm not.
That's all I wanted you to say. The rest of it's all right. Get the prices up, of course, a little bit for the judiciary that was knocked down by the Senate committee.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it from there.
Main thing is to get them to get an agreement, and you get the damnedest signing ceremony you ever saw, and you ought to spend some time with these Youngs and Jerry Klutzes and the rest of them and tell them that this thing got the hell knocked out of it and got defeated, and you got back here as out of the ballpark, but you found a president that didn't ever stop fighting, and he went to bat for the federal employees, he went to bat for them, and everybody's giving him hell, but he put the money in his budget, and he's going to get a pay raise come hell or high water, and get some of these employee unions that are always raising hell every time I try to correct something, get them to appreciate what we're doing.
Let me say this, everywhere I've been, and I've been many places, I make it very clear that the man chiefly responsible and who should have the lion's share of whatever credit is to come out of this is President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Well, you know, they...
I keep my own name down on that account, believe me.
Well, they had the damn bill beat and is dead as a doornail when I revived it and brought it up again, and you got back there and helped us, and I failed just to... If he's federal employee, but here's what I did on aid. Now they've got a few political hacks over there that are just no damn good for anything on this aid program, and they disgrace it. They go out and they get drunk and they mess it up, and you can't fire them on civil service. And we try to reorganize the damn thing, and all these employee organizations just go to running up there, and this foreign aid program's a disgrace on account of some employees that are political hacks, and they ought to let us reorganize that damn thing.
Hear me on this, Mr. President. Let me say this, that down there in Jamaica, we had 48 people in aid, top-salaried people and their staffs.
Yeah.
We could get by with 6.
That's exactly...
And I can prove it by bringing Harold Vance, the aid director, in here to make a statement on it. He's with me all the way, and he's a damn good Democrat.
That's right.
And that's the truth. You can get by on about 6 down there. And somebody's going to have to call the line somewhere. I don't know if I can help you much on aid, but I'll do my best.
Okay, my friend.
All right. Thanks a million. I'll send these papers over to Walter Martin personally.
Good.
For him. Yep. Thanks a million for calling me.